Praise the Lord. Message number 16. The title of the message, To Be Filled with the Holy Spirit, Part 4. Let's open our Bible to the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15 to verse 20. And let's read. He said to them, Go into the world and preach the good news to all the creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. And this sign will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. After the Lord had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord walked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you and praise you for who you are in our life. We thank you and praise you for your Son Jesus Christ, who died for our sins to give us eternal life. We give you thanks and we praise you, Lord, for the gift of the Holy Spirit that you have given to us, that you are with us when you had given us the Holy Spirit, and we give you thanks for that. And we pray, Lord, that you bless this message and let be a motivation and more understanding for the importance of filling and baptism of the Holy Spirit in each and everyone believer life. Oh God, anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be, O Lord. Take the message and let it be reached to those who are waiting to hear your word, and transform people's life, Lord. And I pray many they will get filled with the Holy Spirit and they start to serve you and commit their lives fully unto you. We thank you and we praise you, Jesus. And this is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is not a luxurious thing that you can live and achieve the goal of God in your life without it. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is not something luxurious, but it is mandatory. It's an essential and mandatory for what God entrusts to you from mission in your life. We cannot live without to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If you want to live for God, you want to do His will, you want to commit your life fully unto Him, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. As we have read here, the Lord had commissioned His disciples to go into the whole world and to preach the good news to all creation. Now, Jesus had commissioned us to go to the whole world and preach the gospel. But we cannot go and do His work unless He is with us. The only possible way that He is with us and will be with us and can do His will and serve Him properly is when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. The Lord told them the signs will accompany those who believe. These signs that mentioned in Mark chapter 16, and which we have read in verse 17, the Lord said, In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will place their hands on sick people and they will be get well. These are the signs of the baptism and the filling of the Holy Spirit. The above privileges will appear in the life of those disciples only when they are filled with the Holy Spirit. Therefore, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that the privilege of being filled with the Holy Spirit and the ministry of the Holy Spirit will be manifested in your life. What are more things that the Holy Spirit baptism will do in our life and help us to achieve? Driving out demons. Jesus drove out demons with the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 22 to 28, as we will read here in the Bible, one occasion where Jesus Christ, our Lord, drove out demons. Then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. All the people were astonished and said, "Could this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "It is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons." Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can this kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your people drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." Here the Lord mentioned clearly that he drives the demons by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Spirit. And that's why the importance of the Holy Spirit baptism in the life of the disciple, in the life of the church. We cannot drive demons by our own power. We can drive demons by the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 11, verse 20, Jesus called the Holy Spirit the finger of God. He said, in the same context of what we have read in Matthew 12, Luke 11, 20 say, "But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you." Here he called the Holy Spirit the finger of God. And he linked here the Holy Spirit with the kingdom of God. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then the kingdom of God is upon us. It have come to us. In our mission to preach the gospel, we will face demons and the power of darkness, hell opposing us, and we can overcome them only if we are filled with the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, there are more examples about the mission work has been opposed by demons and work of darkness and work of Satan, but the disciples were able to overcome. The apostles were able to overcome and continue to do the mission by the presence of the Holy Spirit in their life. Let's read Acts chapter 13, verse 8 to 12. The first missionary journey of Paul, and they had faced difficulties. Let us read one of the sorcerers who opposed them, but how they were able to overcome by the work of the Holy Spirit in their life. Acts chapter 13, verse 8 to 12. They traveled, Paul and Barnabas, they traveled through the whole Iceland until they came to Paphos. There they met a Jewish sorcerer and false prophet named Bar-Jesus, who was an attendant of the proconsul Sergius Paulus, the proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for that is what his name means, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas and said, "You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you." Immediately, mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. See, we find here clearly that the apostles were preaching the gospel to a person, but devil works try to oppose them, try to hinder them. But here, Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, he rebuked devil and his work, and the situation settled that the proconsul finally believed and received Christ. Also, we can read in Acts chapter 16, verse 16 and 18, when Paul and Silas, they were doing the mission in city of Philippi, and they were opposed by a demon possessed who gave them trouble, and they drive out the demons also. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her honors by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the Spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the Spirit left her. She was demon-possessed. She was troubling Paul in the mission that he is doing. Paul turned around and rebuked that evil spirit, and that helped the mission for church planting to continue. We need the Holy Spirit. We need more people to be filled with the Holy Spirit to do the work of God. What the Holy Spirit can do to us, what He gave us also. Another point, the Holy Spirit gave us a protection. The Holy Spirit will be the one to protect us from all the work of devil and demons. The Holy Spirit that we are filled with may even protect us from sicknesses and poisons. As we have read here in the book of Mark chapter 16, say they will pick up snakes with their hands, verse 18, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. Here the point here. The poison and the things that the enemy will attack us, try to harm us, it will not work, because the Holy Spirit that's in us will protect us from these things. Let's read Acts chapter 28, verse 1-6. "I am not letting you go and drink poison. I'm not telling you go and play with the snakes. But I'm telling, as you are filled with the Holy Spirit, the devil may attack you, try to cause you trouble, to harm you, through work of demons. The Holy Spirit will be the one to protect you. Acts chapter 28, verse 1 to 6. Once safely on shore, we find out that the island was called Malta. This is one of the missionary journey of Paul when their ship were shipwrecked. So they landed on a shore and called Malta. The Icelanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. Verse 3, Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper driven out by the heat fastened itself on his hand. When the Icelanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer. For though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effect. The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead. But after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. Here, the Holy Spirit that Paul filled with had protected him from poison. And that was the Lord say. You'll pick up snakes with your hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. Here, the importance of the Holy Spirit will protect us from poison, from viruses, from bacteria. I'm not saying go throw yourself, but if the enemy would attack us and use these ways, still God, who is with us, as we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we may be able to overcome this situation. The Holy Spirit might nullify these things that is coming and trying to harm us. What else the Holy Spirit can do for us? Why we need the Holy Spirit to be filled with the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is our advocate and our defender against the schemes and the weapons of Satan. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6, the word of God says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish a stronghold. We demolish argument and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete." You can do all that, and we can do all that above that we have spoken, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, whom God will give to you as you obey Him. The Holy Spirit is our defender, is the one who will lead us to pray, is the one who will lead us to do certain things, to take certain action to combat the work of the devil. And that's our capital today in the mission work. In reaching a new area, in planting new churches, in reaching a new disciple, is the Holy Spirit who will take care of us. He is our advocator. What else? from the scripture that we read it from Mark chapter 16, what the Lord had promised through the Holy Spirit that we had received from Him. The Lord say, they will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. The other point here is healing from sicknesses. As we are filled with the Holy Spirit, people would receive healing when we lay hands on them and pray in the name of Jesus. And that's very important. As we go forward, there are people get captive by devil and demons that they cause them sicknesses, infirmities. But as we lay hands on them, as we are filled with the Holy Spirit, and we pray in the name of Jesus, they would get healed, and that will help them to believe Christ and accepting Him as Savior and Lord over their life. And that would help us in our mission, because that thing that the Lord would do in their life will help them to believe in Christ and follow Him. We will read one more miracles from the book of Acts chapter 28, verse 7 to 10, that Paul did when he was in Malta. After everyone knew that this man is a man of God, because they saw that even the snake tried to harm him, but he is not harmed. There was an estate nearby that belonged to Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us to his home and for 3 days entertained us hospitably. His father was sick in bed, suffering from fever and dysentery. Paul went in to see him, and after prayer, placed his hands on him and healed him. Hallelujah. When this had happened, the rest of the sick on the land came and were cured. It's like a hospital. They honored us in many ways, and when we were ready to sail, they furnished us with the supplies we need. Now here, very clear, what the impact of the Holy Spirit in the life of the disciple, in the life of the mission. People get healed after a prayer and laying the hands on them by Paul. It's like a hospital. Healing free in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, that had helped much to preach the gospel. Helped much the apostle in their mission. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that when we lay our hands on sick people, they get healed. That would help them to believe and help us in our mission to reach the Lord. Mark 16 and verse 20, the word of God say, then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord walked with them and confirmed His word by the signs that accompanied them. That what they did, it happened after they received the Holy Spirit baptism. In that way, then the Lord was with them, and that's why they were able to go out and to preach everywhere. The same for us. As same for you, as you seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you can do all what we had discussed in the message. So the Holy Spirit baptism is not a luxurious thing. It is not something additional. If I have it, okay. If I don't have it, it is fine. It is not fine. You need to be progressing in your walk with God. As you receive Christ after your repentance, you walk and allow God to sanctify you so that you will be ready to be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that you will be the noble vessel that the Lord will use to reach the lost and bring the gospel to them. He will equip you with the Holy Spirit to drive out demons. The Holy Spirit will be the source of your protection, your defender, and the source of the gifting that help you to do the mission. And one of these giftings is the healing. It helps you to evangelize, and it helps the people who receive your message to believe in Christ and His word. Kneel down and pray. Let's kneel down and pray and tell Him, Lord, we need You. We are in desperate need for You, Lord. Tell Him, Lord, fill me with Your Holy Spirit. I need You more in my life. Have me, Holy Spirit, completely. I want to serve You. I commit my life and my ways, and I surrender everything I have unto You, Lord. Not my will, Lord, but Your will be done in my life. Lord, I thank You and I praise You for everyone, O Lord, who prayed this prayer from his heart. Lord, I pray for those who are sanctified. I pray for them, Lord. Fill them with Your Spirit so that they will serve You. And they will help us in the mission that You entrust to us as a church. And Lord, I pray for those who are not yet sanctified. You help them to repent and sanctify them, Lord, by Your word, by the Holy Spirit, by Your work in their life, so they will be ready to be filled by You, by the Holy Spirit. We thank You, Lord. We bless You for Your word. Let Your word bring You glory and honor and accomplish the purpose that You send it forth. I pray You take the message and bring it to those who are waiting for Your word. And I pray that many they will get filled, many get sanctified, many they will rise up, because You will enable them to serve You. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let Your hand be with us, O God, and free us from pain so that we will not be harmed. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.